Jane FM, you're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and we are getting a little bluesy in the studio. Very excited to have Mr. Dave Musket and Carson Deersing, both, you know, Shelby County ties.
There you go. Absolutely. Yeah. Right down the road.
And so tonight, you'll be at the Slippery Noodle.
The world famous Slippery Noodle Inn, yes. Downtown Indianapolis.
It's such a great place. And how many Slippery Noodle shirts do you have, Dave? I think you have
lots,
one for every day.
Lots. Well, it's an honor to play there. It's something I've set out as a goal. You know, it took a while to get in there and then to maintain that relationship and play. So for the first, 3 years, I would buy a shirt every time, you know, we played there, mm-hmm. settle up the business with the band and then buy a shirt. And I was 260 back then. And then I did a bunch of weight loss here last year. And
congratulations.
Thank you very much. A little bit of it's back, but that's just normal American diet. But not near what it was. So I've got everything from X, XX, and XXX. And mostly in the green. I like that one. I got onto that quite a bit. But I haven't got one in a while. It's time to re-up.
In your opinion, what makes the Slippery Noodle special?
Well, there's a long list, including the buffalo shrimp.
I've heard about the buffalo shrimp. Hold
well,
on
I mean, it
guys.
Depends on which way you want to look at it. It's a lot of fun to work with the people and the management, the bartenders, the servers, everybody, the front office is a lot of fun to work with. They employ blues musicians 7 days a week. Mm-hmm. So, you know, how can I not love that? You know, they got a really nice stable of people. And, of course, they've got the national people that come through quite often as well. So it's a nice mix of that type of thing. But, yeah, 7 days a week they got live music there, you know, including the famous jam on Wednesday. So you got to love it for that aspect, too. And then it's a clean place. I'd take my mother there. You know what I mean? As far as places to play, it's fantastic that way. Yes,
and great people there, too.
Sure.
You know, so it's all such a great thing. And thankful to them, too, because they do support the blues musicians.
Right. Yeah, 7 days a week.
They support our radio station. They sponsor my show. So
there you go.
You know, and you can get all the links to the Slippery Noodle calendar by going to giant.fm. And there you go. And go straight to the Slippery Noodle's website. And seeing mm-hmm. tonight that you guys will be performing, it says you hit the stage at 9:15 tonight.
Yep, up in the front. The entertainment in the back starts at 8:30,
yes.
As always, on the weekends.
And that's Sharon Lewis and Texas Fire.
No, I'm looking forward to meeting them and seeing them. Yeah. The way they do that is there's a band going all the time. So they start at 8:30, we start at 9:15. So if there's a break, one band, the other band's playing. So on our breaks, we get to go back and see. And that's another thing, if you want to look at the many lists of long list of things that it's something that happens at the Noodle that doesn't happen at other places. So you meet people from literally all over the world, since it's a tourist hot spot. It's an attraction. It's downtown. Plus the bands you get to talk to that are in the back. Yeah, it's cool.
It is neat. It is neat, absolutely. As a patron to go back and forth.
Yeah, because I mean, I've gone to the Memphis thing with the IBC for several years now as competitor and as host of one of the rooms and stuff. And that's a great way to meet these people. But you also do see them when they come through Indianapolis. And many others, you know, that I've only met at the Noodle. So
you've been one of the few musicians who've participated in the International Blues Challenge. Of course, you were.
I'm not one of the few. There's
wait, let me finish.
Worldwide,
One of the few that represented the state of Indiana that had the opportunity of being in the finals.
Thank you. Yeah, right on. Yeah, it was nice. I've represented Dayton, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, because where I'm located, I'm right in between all of them. Mm-hmm. But Indianapolis is more home to me. You know, it's my taxes go to Indiana, so there you go. I mean, you know, I live here. So it was nice, to be able to represent. And I was very fortunate, you know, to have it land that way. 2015 with Mark Carnes, Musket and Carnes duo, and then 2016 solo, and both years in the finals. So it was fun. I got to sign the wall in the back, you know, they let you do that. It's cool.
Tell me about performing on the stage. Tell our
listeners. The first time it was madness because we were nervous, you know, and Mark and I both, and that fed on itself. Then we get in there and sound check and say, okay, we're ready to go. And then I start my time and the guitar disappears in the monitor. So it was a technical issue that was tough to recover from. And so that was nerve-wracking very much the first time. And the second time was quite the opposite. It was incredibly relaxing and fun. And, you know, it was everything the first trip wasn't, you know, in a lot of ways. I thought the set flowed really well. You know, use the time properly, and it's just such a gorgeous room, and it's a huge theater, you know.
And you recently were a judge for
the South Central. This is my second year. They've asked me to judge their blues contest at South Central Indiana Blues Society. I think those guys and gals are doing a fantastic job
Aren't they?
They really are. Yeah, yeah. So I was really honored to be a part of that. And I when I went to Memphis, I hosted a room instead of judging because I'd rather be in a position where I can converse with the bands more, you know, and hosting allows me to do that. But on this, you know, place they needed me to, they asked me to judge. So that's what I did. And I'm honored to do that and would do it again. Absolutely. But it's better for me, I think, to be in that position to talk to the bands before they played their set and things like that, you know, that happened in Memphis this last time. But anyway, I'm getting lost in it. We talked about South Central, Indiana Blues Society.
You
know, yes.
Getting you back on track. One thing that I love about you is your original music.
Well, thank you.
And your albums.
One of these days I'll write more of it. I don't know when that'll be.
So tonight, 9:15, Slippery Noodle.
Absolutely, yeah. First set's going to be acoustic because that's just the way we do it. And then we'll go electric with the rest of it. And then it's madness by the end of the night. Who knows?
Right. Will you do a song for us now?
Why not?
What are you going to do?
Well, let's do the Handyman Blues thing. All right. Go ahead and back this up a little bit.
Dave Musket, Carson Dearsing. Check him out, The Slippery Noodle. Stay tuned, more. You Won't Let Go on Giant FM. You're listening to A Trip with Penny Lane, and with me we have Dave Musket, Carson Dearsing, and super excited about your show tonight at The Slippery Noodle. And one thing I love about you, Dave, is, you know, not only are you a great musician and great person, but your original music. I really enjoy listening to your original music.
Thank you. Again, like I said, I'll write some more sometime soon.
So why the blues?
Why not? I mean, I don't know. I started playing when I was a young kid, and Dad was into old country. And I'm the youngest of four, so the oldest brother played, and he was more into what was going on then, you know, and it was 70s, 80s rock. And the more of that stuff I played, you know, it just seemed the common thread, and that turned into be, you know, the blues. And, of course, the British Invasion is what kind of brought that back to America in the mainstream from the 50s records that went over there.
Really enjoy your live shows. And of course, tonight you're going to be at the Slippery Noodle. Tell me a little bit about, you know, your upcoming schedule.
I've got a handful of things with Carson here. We're playing soon at the Firehouse in Richmond. It's a great barbecue place. I got some really good food there. That's on the 1st of September. Mm-hmm. Back at the Slippery Noodle on Sunday the 10th. And then the band will be there on Friday the 15th at the Noodle again.
So and then that's nice, too. You have your acoustic set, but then also, too, with your full band.
Gary Chekai on bass, fantastic bass player. Dave Rollins on drums, fantastic drummer. Both of them have played with some fairly big names and very seasoned guys, you know, and super-duper reliable, awesome to get along with. They're the kind of guys that you can send them a text about, hey, how about this song, and they'll know it when they show up type of guys, you know, because they've probably already played it. you know, somewhere along the line and stuff. There's a lot of mileage with those guys. They're well-seasoned pros. Yes.
Well-seasoned pros. And
yes.
Where can we follow you online?
Well, musketmusic.com, M-U-S-K-E-T-T, music.com is the main website. Of course, Facebook. I got a Musket Music Media thing going on Facebook. And it's just tough right now because I'm not really gigging a whole lot like I had in the last few years. I've been doing more studio work and stuff. I actually appeared on a couple different records this last year.
I heard about that.
Big Bill, we had to get him in here and listen to that. I co-produced that and assembled. That was fun because he put me in charge of assembling the band. And I got to work. Well, Gary Chekai, my bass player, was on there. Tim Duffy, local Indianapolis blues legend, frankly, one of the first guys I had met back, you know, when I first became aware of this stuff and got old enough to go to these places. You know, he was one of the cats I was looked up to, and through playing the Noodle, I was able to reconnect with him in a lot of different ways, and he's done a lot of shows with me, and he worked out on that particular thing, that particular project for Big Bill, and then also Mark Gravely from Greensburg, the famous Top Hat Blues Review guy, had me do a couple songs with him down at Paradise Studios. It was a really great event. I was down there two or three different times to do that, and we did a video for it too, so that was a lot of fun. But that's, yeah, so my gigging is, of course, the Noodle, and then I've got a handful of things. I still play with the classic rock band down in Greensburg, some old friends and things like that. But the Musket Music Media page on Facebook, I think, is probably one of the where I go to mainly anyway, if there's anything. Although I say that, and I know I haven't updated it in a while. I got kids going to college, man. My mind, I'm just so preoccupied with
keeping the creativity alive.
Other stuff. Yes.
Hey, your daughter's, and congratulations on that.
Thank you very much. Yep.
So that's neat. And she leaves tonight?
Tomorrow. Well, yeah, here's the thing is I'm playing tonight's gig, and then we usually get home. I get home usually at 3 in the morning or so, and then we got to get in the car at like 3:30 or 4. And we're going to Chicago because we have to have her stuff on the sidewalk at 8 o'clock in the morning for her to load in. And
I'm excited for
on and on and on.
And her. So, that, you know, that's
yeah, she's Yeah, she's starting to get nervous. She's not as scared as me and Mom, but
it's scary when your children are
wildly frightening.
Oh yeah, well, tonight at the Slippery Noodle is going to be a great time at 9:15. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
If I remember correctly.
Yeah.
All right.
I'm waiting for Carson to say something. say hello to the people.
You got to laugh. Say hello, Carson.
Oh yeah.
I was making him say hello, Carson. No.
So will you do one more? Because I really do love your originals.
Absolutely. Yeah. This is.
What are you gonna do, Dave?
This is one. She Can't Give Me the Blues off of the record. Oh, the record is actually, I didn't talk about this. RootsMusicReport.com does the charting and stuff, and it had done really well on the acoustic blues chart. And it's actually for the year of 2016, number 10 for the year.
Congratulations!
So,
on
yay!
That.
Yay! All that good stuff, yeah. So anyway, this is called She Can't Give Me the Blues.
And